Harvey Tano came to work with me. He had an MD degree and was the first American Chemical Society fellow in pure chemistry, given this fellowship given to him so that he could work for a PhD. I asked before he arrived if he would be interested in looking at the blood of people with the disease sickle cell anemia to see whether the hemoglobin might not be an abnormal form of hemoglobin, and he did. It was a hard job. It took 3 years, and Dr. John Singer and Ibert Wells began helping him, and sure enough, they found that it is different. Their experiment, I'll describe it in a simple way. If you take a little trough of salt solution, neutral pH 7, and put a drop of hemoglobin in it, the hemoglobin has a little negative charge. So if you put in electrodes, the anode here, cathode here, positive electrode, the hemoglobin begins to move toward the positively charged electrode. You can see it, it's red. You can see that the molecules are moving over. When they put in a drop of hemoglobin from the red cells of a patient with sickle cell anemia, it began to move toward the cathode. It had a positive charge instead of a negative charge, and the differences in mobility corresponded to two. This is all an old story, but you know, I'm fond of it. And, the difference corresponds to about two electronic charges difference. They took some blood from the father of a patient and some from the mother and put an apparatus. And the blood from the father, half of it began moving toward the anode and half toward the cathode. And similarly with the blood from the mother. This, of course, explained to the genetics. Normal people have two genes, each of which manufactures normal hemoglobin. The sickle cell patients had two genes that manufactured sickle cell hemoglobin. But the parents were heterozygotes. Each parent had one normal gene and one sickle cell gene, and they set up their assembly lines independently of one another. And the one gene controlled the manufacture of normal hemoglobin, and the other the manufacture of sickle cell hemoglobin. Very interesting